I'm Leo Sidran with The Art of the Story. Today's piece comes from Dave Popkin.
The centennial of Miles Davis's birth is May 26th, and all year, a variety of top artists are commemorating the occasion with concerts and recordings. Branford Marsalis, Emmett Cohen, Marcus Miller, Terrence Blanchard, and more. One of those artists is Grammy Award-winning pianist John Beasley, who was a member of Davis's band. Beasley has launched a tour entitled Unlimited Miles, Miles Davis at 100, that lands at Birdland for a residency this week.
You know, from the very first night, the spirit was just unbelievable. Everybody's so amped to pay tribute and to play this music. And we're playing tunes that even Miles didn't really play on the road much, you know? And it's all from records that all of us love. It's a dream come true. It's almost, you know, for me, it's almost like getting to play with Miles again in a way, because, you know, frankly, I was there for about a year, even less than a year, you know, and to be able to pay tribute again like that has been really heartwarming.
Beasley's sextet isn't playing it straight. Many eras of Davis's music will be represented, often in the same song.
We're playing Moon Dreams from Birth of the Cool and segueing 20 years later into Sanctuary. Right? Bitches Brew. And then jumping another, you know, 15 years or so, the Man with the Horn with Fat Time. So that's kind of how we're looking at it, like a dream, you know, not being academic or evolutionary, sort of mashing this whole essence of Miles up together using material from all over the place. It's really fun.
Beasley played with Miles Davis on his 1989 tour, and it was a musical education like no other.
Just to be able to comp for him. I mean, from the keyboard standpoint, a lot of it was parts driven by then, sort of like an R&B gig. But then there'd be these long vamps, and I learned a lot about sort of building solos and comping, getting out of his way. And he had this way, whenever he would play, the whole band would just shoom. If our earballs could be glued to him like eyeballs, that's what it was. And I'd get off tour for a break and go play with other musicians, and I could hear everything.
John Beasley and his Unlimited Miles Sextet will release a live album from this tour, and he'll have his own new record, Invisible Piano, out in May. You can watch my entire interview with John Beasley on the WBGO YouTube page. I'm Dave Popkin, WBGO News.